Looking back at everything we covered today, what strikes me is how many of these stories are about trust and the infrastructure that either supports or undermines it. The Linux kernel Creepy Crawlies post is fundamentally about whether the trust mechanisms in open source governance are adequate for the threat environment. The Claude Code Opus 5 security research is about whether we can trust AI agents with autonomous action. The CVE dispute is about whether we can trust the systems we've built to communicate security information accurately. And the I Just Chose Words Carefully essay is about whether we even trust our own language to mean what we think it means.
That's a fair framing, Marcus. I'd add that the contrast cases are interesting too: the NFC business card, the IKEA hacking community, the SM750 driver, the Atari peripherals post. These are all stories about people building things that work because they understand them deeply. There's a kind of trustworthiness in transparent systems that you've built yourself, or that small communities maintain with genuine care. That's harder to achieve at scale. The 5 Cloud Services doorbell is the cautionary version of what happens when that transparency is replaced by abstraction layers.
A brief note before we close: some of you may remember that back in May, we reported what turned out to be an error. On May 18th, we described Ukraine as having hit Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. Multiple people wrote in to point out what we should have caught ourselves. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, hundreds of kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such attacks were reported by any credible source. That was a fabricated claim that slipped through our research process, and we should have caught it. We're sorry we didn't. Epistemic standards matter, especially on security stories, and we'll be more careful.
We appreciate the listeners who pushed back on that. That kind of correction is genuinely valuable, and it's exactly the culture we want to cultivate. If something we say doesn't sound right, please reach out.
On the forward-looking side, the Linux kernel governance debate is going to evolve through the rest of 2026. Watch for Linus Torvalds and the kernel maintainers to formalize some of the informal practices Ryabitsev describes. The AI agent security space, the Claude Code Opus 5 research, the agentic workflow vulnerabilities, is a category that's going to see significant attention from the security research community over the next several months. And the Steam Teraleak will continue to generate gaming history revelations as researchers work through 12 terabytes of data.
Everything we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. If any story caught your attention, particularly the Creepy Crawlies post with its 604 comments, or the I Just Chose Words Carefully essay, go read the full discussions there. The comment sections are where people who actually work in these fields respond, correct, extend, and debate the stories. We're offering a starting point. The community provides the depth.
This podcast is built with genuine help from two tools we want to acknowledge sincerely. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity powers our real-time topic discovery and research. Neither of those is a paid placement. They're the actual tools that make this show possible, and we're grateful for them.
If you want broader coverage of geopolitics, markets, and world events, our companion show Intellijix Daily News covers that beat. Worth a listen if today's discussions about open source governance and AI security left you wanting more context about how the wider world is navigating these questions.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back tomorrow with more from the Hacker News community. Thanks for spending your Monday morning with us.